You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. 12 years after the September 11th attacks, the loved ones of 9/11 victims are still getting calls from the New York City Medical Examiner's Office about newly identified remains. New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez reports they can stir up the same emotions people felt back in 2001.
Just a week ago, Sandro Gracioso's family got one of those calls. Two more body parts had been identified.
An upper arm, something to do with the upper arm and shoulder, and a tooth, a molar.
Gracioso lost both of her sons in the 9/11 attacks, Tim and John.
I brought a picture.
Tim was 42, married with 12-year-old twin daughters in Florida. John was 41, married with three children in New Jersey.
Tim worked on the 104th floor of a trade center, and John worked on the 105th floor.
For more than a decade, their families have been receiving the body parts of the two brothers.
They actually found them in 2001 and 2006, but they just ID'd them now. That's why. It never gets easier. It never does. And somebody said, can't they just tell you once a year? But no.
After the New York City Medical Examiner's Office identify any remains, they notify the family. Spokeswoman Ellen Borokov says there are still about 8,000 individual body parts that have yet to be identified since the September 11th attacks. One victim can be linked to hundreds of remains, some as small as a centimeter, others several inches long. Each piece is tested for DNA and delivered to funeral homes for families to collect. The calls and the deliveries can come multiple times every year. The medical examiner's office says they've identified 14,000 individual body parts since the attacks. More than 1,000 victims have not yet had any remains linked to them. When more of John Gracioso's body parts were identified last year, his mom says they had his grave in New Jersey dug up.
The vault opened up, cracked open the casket, and the new body parts in there, and then put it back in the ground.
And in John's coffin, they were able to bury some of the ashes of his older brother, Tim, whose body parts are also still coming in and being cremated.
And we put ashes in an urn and put that in the casket with it. So at least they're together there.
She associates the cemetery with a lack of closure, since new body parts are still being identified 12 years later. She spends more time at a permanent memorial garden in Middletown, New Jersey, the city where John lived, tucked away in a corner of the city and surrounded by trees. 37 large gray stones are laid out on a red brick path, one for each of the 9/11 victims who died in that city. Middletown has among the highest number of 9/11 victims per capita of cities in the country. Each stone is engraved with a picture of the victim and a personalized message. John says, if love could only have saved you, you never would have died.
And that is beautiful. It really is. I go there Father's Day, on their birthdays, and then now I'll go there.
There, she says, it's not about putting the pieces together. It's pure memory. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.